She's working half naked with a microskirt and a crop top. So I got mad. That's the tangible reason for you to rape her. She's putting on a micro and a crop top at least. She's wearing something she likes. Even if you see a lady walking naked on the street without putting on any clothes, does she deserve to be raped? Some will say, it's a work of the devil. Yes, you're right, because you're the devil. It's your evil work, so face the consequence for your action, Mr. Demon. Let me tell you the ways on how you can stop rapists. We can all stop rapists. This shouldn't be upon the victims or the victim's family or even the ladies as the affected gender only. We all have our duties and roles to play to support and to stop rape as a brother, as a sister, as a father, as a mother, community member, and as a nation. The mystery about rape is that the monsters are not only raping their victims who are sexually attractive or ladies that are exposing their curves and shapes, but they are also raping ladies that believe in covering their bodies, including hijab sisters and Catholic sisters. As part of an attachment or connection to the human world in our community, we can play our role as parents, as government, and as a man, guy, or a male. Let me tell you how we can play our roles to stop rapists in our community. Number one, how can we stop rapists as a parent? It is your duty to give your daughter sex education tips, the do and don'ts when she closes the puberty age. When she's developing some changes in the body, let her know what she must do and what she mustn't do, where she must go and where she mustn't go, how to dress and how she mustn't dress, how to compose herself socially like sitting in the public and hall. Next one, don't train your daughters to be lovers of money. Covetous and means I need more. Train them to persevere even when things go wrong financially in the family. Number three, don't set them and herald alone in a lonely night. And if it's a potter case, let them be accompanied by a stronger fellow. These monsters are nocturnal. They majorly operate at night. 4. Create more time with them. They come with matters burdening their minds. They need to pour out, be attentive, and ready to listen even when it's jargons. Don't let even your job or work prevent you from giving attention to your daughters. Next one, have a frank sex education with them. Let them know how vagina and boobs operate. For the guys, let them know how their penises operate. Let them know these are tingling and sensitive organs. Some parents believe telling their kids about their sexual organ is socially illegal, verbally unbiblical, and Quranic unethical. But later, they got to learn them from friends and in schools. Don't let your kids hear sex education from friends and school. Be the first to tell them this before it's too late. Tell your daughter sex is sweet, but if you have it now, you only enjoy it for minutes and feel satisfied, but later you feel bitter throughout your entire life. If you tell them sex is meant for adults, and when they close 16 to 18, they tell you they're adults. When you tell them sex is meant for the couples, then they hook up with boyfriends and girlfriends in school and have their ways. Let her know sex is enjoyable and sweet, but she might remain bitter and be miserable for the rest of her life. In Africa and some part of the world, her mothers will advise their daughters, don't let guys hug you. When they hug you, you automatically get pregnant. Let no guy kiss you, my daughter. You have kids. Don't let any man touch your boobs. When they do, you get pregnant. A mother, please don't use these methods anymore because it's no more working. Things are really changing this generation and era. It's not how it used to be in your generation and your time. Your daughters know more than you sexually. They are more advanced. When you get your daughters with all these fallacies, quite right, they believe you. But when they grow up a little bit, they attend parties and they be smushed and snogged by their boyfriends. Truly, she might be in tears and grief afraid. Oh, I'm pregnant. Oh my God, I'm in trouble, mom want me. But later, she discovered she wasn't. That made you fail as a mother because she go for more snugging, smooching, fondling, caressing, kissing, touching, and finally sex because she enjoys every moment of them all. not for once, because she will desire for more and more and more, like Oliver Twist, until it boomerangs. It's your fault, Mama. It's your fault for failing her in the first place. Number 6, teach your guys to respect female privacies and opinions. Teach them to respect ladies' feelings and emotions. Teach them to be protective, because ladies are weak. They need to come to their rescue in time of danger. Teach them to use their strength towards ladies and not to use their strength against ladies. And moreover, the behavior of you as a father towards his mother is the same behavior he enacts on his fellow female and the opposite sex. Last one, be aware of the kind of TV channels and movies they watch. Don't let their minds be accessible to pornography and movies that promote female harassment and maltreatment of female community. Take charge of the remote at a tender age, or their remote will take charge of their penis. How can we play our role as government? Number 1. The installation of CCTV must be paramount throughout all cities, suburbans, and streets in the country. In fact, the installation shouldn't be limited to the civilized environs, but should also be extended to the villages and rural environs. Number 2. Female rights should be enacted into the constitution, and whoever that infringes the law should be penalized. Next one. There should be sex education on values in all schools throughout the Federation. Number 4. The media should be empowered in order to promote content and campaigns that are educative and to change the mindset of the citizenry and, most importantly, the adolescents. Last one. I categorize the religious leaders and judges in our churches, mosques, and other religious institutions. They should give more teachings about what the Bible, Quran, and all other books speaks about rape.